Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and this podcast is brought to you by 42 Degrees with 4 convenient locations in Omaha.
Open 8 a.m. to midnight, 7 days a week by your mom's house. I'll see you there.
Us or just follow us
or both.
Twitter is at TNT Radio Empire. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Yay, sports!
Yay, sports!
Yay, sports! Bill Russell's 85 years old today. The OG Boston champion.
We talked to Bill Russell once.
Really?
We were on in San Francisco. We were on in San Francisco. We had him on the radio because he went to the University of San Francisco.
Oh yeah. Yeah, he was. I think he grew up in Oakland too.
That's been So he's 85.
85 years old today. Yep.
He was an awesome interview.
That was good.
He was cool.
That was good. Yeah.
Yeah, well, he's been around.
That guy had stories, man.
Oh man, imagine what he's seen. Black dude growing up being a great player and through the 50s, 60s, and early 70s.
Yeah,
the best in Boston.
And you're right. And I mean, he won like so many championships.
11 and 13 years
exactly.
In Boston.
Yep. And then how in the hell am I supposed to keep an Aloha state of mind when there is snow in Maui?
I know. Yeah, I know.
And I saw
what the hell, man.
Screw that.
Mauna Kea. Had 191 mile-an-hour winds.
Unbelievable at the top of that mountain, What the? And snow. Like, have you seen the video?
Yeah, I did.
It's not, I mean, it's like, it's not just like, oh, that's cute Hawaiian snow.
No.
It
no.
looks like what I drove to work in this morning.
Right.
How do you pronounce the mountain in Maui?
Come on, I want to lay you.
Want to peek a pee-pee?
You like a licky-dicky?
Haleakala or something like that?
That's it.
H-A-L-E-A-K-A-L-A.
I'm not sure.
One of those four.
Yeah. Right.
You
I think we nailed it.
That's the one they drive to the top of in the morning.
Oh, yeah. It's closed currently because of the wind.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you watch the sun come up.
Yeah. Above the clouds.
And then you get on bikes and you just coast all
coast
the way down.
Coast down.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, man. I would do not that
now.
In Hawaiian snow.
You take a sled now.
And 190 mile an hour wind.
Yeah.
What the hell? I'd rather be there.
No,
take a little flyer down there and ride your sled the whole way down. That'd be kind of cool.
Pretty sure the bus up the mountain has been canceled for the day.
Yeah. You'd be sweating your ass off. You get about halfway down the hill.
Right. Just riding your flyer.
Like,
oh,
Jesus.
And nobody is bitching it. Back when we were kids, that bus would go all the way to the top no matter what.
Because we didn't have snow. When we
bunch
were kids,
of pussies. Yeah.
Some warm thoughts, though. Pitchers and catchers are reporting in Arizona and Florida. Full teams will be there. They'll be playing games by the next weekend.
Still warm there.
It is about that time, isn't it?
Yep. And there will not be a DH, a universal designated hitter in Major League Baseball.
Not this year.
They thought it was going to be this year and because both Major League Baseball and the Players Association had kind of said, look, this is good. Let's just move it in.
Mm-hmm.
They kind of looked at some of the language in the collective bargaining agreement, which is, you know, how their union deals work. And they said, we can't do anything about it until this deal's over.
All right.
So 2022.
How about the pitch clock in the major leagues?
No word on that one. Yeah, at least that I've seen.
Three pitchers. A pitcher only pitches three guys.
You know, like, the more I think about that stuff, like, it's great if they want to implement it. I don't think I will go back to baseball. Yeah. I just don't think I can. I can't watch a whole game.
They got to get young people back, and it's not going to.
I don't know how they're going to do
that. It ain't like they're hurting, though. They're paying money, and people are showing up, you know?
That's right.
It's fine. It's just crazy.
It just won't be the NFL. Won't be the past time.
Never.
It's never going to get back there.
Hadn't been that way for years.
No.
Right. They're just cheering for more head injuries in football.
Right.
They probably are.
Right. So the kids will come around to football, baseball again.
Yeah, geez, on that note, I'll just skip all this. Kyler Murray's decided that
play football.
That he wants to bang his head against other guys instead of just
you got a cold, buddy. It sounded like a little cold.
I don't know, man. I
just
like
you just
sound
way off
this,
the air. Yeah, just yeah.
I don't know. It hurts.
Yeah, the throat sounds scratchy.
It is. Yeah, I started yesterday and not getting any better today. Yeah. So Kyler Murray, he didn't win the Heisman. Yeah, he won the Heisman.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah. Yeah.
Who's got the? He's not gonna be the. Who's the first quarterback pick this year?
Well, now it's people him, think it might be him or the Haskins kid from Ohio State.
Who needs a quarterback?
The intrigue is
besides everybody in the first couple
everybody
picks.
In the league. Now the Cardinals have the first pick and they have Josh Rosen, but they have a new coach in Kingsbury. Who was at Texas Tech and played against Kyler Murray. Right. Often
likes
said
Kyler Murray.
He said if I had a chance to take him as the first pick, I would take him. Well now he's the coach there, and Murray's the potential number one pick.
But Rosen will start another place. Easily. That guy was good, yeah.
He's still got his rookie deal. He's on a rookie deal, but at the top 10 pick, I think he was. Mm-hmm. Now, the A's, at least reportedly, were totally caught off guard by this announcement. I don't know how they didn't really see it coming. I guess I thought it was kind of a marketing ploy, but he's going to repay.
He still changed his mind.
He still can. Now, here's how it'll work. Kyler Murray has to repay $1.29 million of the $1.5 he initially got for being drafted by the A's in the top 10, and that was a signing bonus. And then he forfeits the remaining $3.16 million. Mm-hmm. Now, the A's still hold his rights. So, if he say he doesn't go in the top 10, he goes 15th.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to play football. He kind of does the Bo Jackson thing. I'm not playing for the Buccaneers.
People are still
but
saying
go
he's
play
doing
baseball.
That. Yeah, people are saying he's still doing that.
I think he's just using every bit of leverage that he can, and he
go
should at this
go
age.
Right.
You know?
Why not?
Yeah.
Go for it.
I don't blame him one bit. Now, this was a bit of surprising news as I'm sitting there. I'm just trying to watch the Ravens and Browns from Week 17 replay as they're doing the top 20 games
of
2018.
You need some intervention. You need an intervention.
I just have it on while I'm working, but it's great
you
to
need
look
intervention.
Over and see football that's not the AAF.
Yeah.
Now, the Cleveland Browns, you know what we've done with guys with drug problems? Josh Gordon, they send him to the wayside.
Oh, they're the worst.
They know what we do with guys who are being investigated by the SEC for illegal financial stuff. They cut that person.
Yep.
But they will take on a guy who is, on video abusing a woman to the point where the Chiefs just outright cut him after leading the lead in rushing.
My favorite thing was they signed Kareem Hunt. Kicker, because he kicks that chicken.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was more of a leg push.
Oh, he kicks her. Yeah. I saw it again yesterday. He kicks her.
He gives her a good
move.
Yeah. He's a horrible dude, man.
Now, he's from the area. He played at Toledo. That maybe is why some of this makes sense. Get him in the comfort of home, if you will. He's going to make more than he would have had he still been a Chief. And that was the surprising thing about the Chiefs cutting him. He was going to make less than $700,000 to play
for. Good for the Chiefs.
Right.
They did the right thing.
Reportedly, the Browns are going to pay him $1 million this year. Now, he's going to lose some of that because he'll be on that commissioner's exempt list, and he will be suspended. Maybe 4 games, maybe 6 games, maybe 8 games. But he's going to play in the league, as we said here. He was going to play in the league again this year.
Don't smoke weed, man.
That's right.
Don't smoke weed.
Yep, don't smoke
weed.
You're the
worst
person. You'll be out of the league, man.
Right.
This day in 2000, Michelle Bachmann, birthday to Tom Landry, famous Dallas Cowboy
Happy
coach.
Birthday!
5 Super Bowl rings, died of leukemia at 75 years old. Really tough to see him fitting in this day and age in the NFL, mainly because the league wouldn't let him wear a suit.
And the hat, right?
You know, he'd have to wear some Belichick gear to look appropriate, apparently.
I could see him going in front of a committee and testifying against medical marijuana.
Oh, easily.
Tom Landry, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's true. Yeah, that's true.
I got the old dudes.
Right.
Him
and his tight end, Ditka.
Yeah.
That's it.
The old dudes. You crazy whippersnappers and your marijuana helping your kids. When I was that age, we didn't do anything.
No.
Jesus got me high.
We smoked corn stalks.
Yes, we did.
Legal. And this day in 2007, Marty Schottenheimer was fired as the head coach of the Chargers after a 14-2 season. They had league MVP on their team. They just ran into Belichick in the playoffs, and Schottenheimer's, I guess his legacy kind of caught up with him. He couldn't win in the postseason.
Yeah.
And the good news is he don't know. Because the Alzheimer's is so – he don't even
know how miserable that ended for him.
Brutal.
I don't know if that's good news, but there's an interview with that dude with his wife. He's pretty sad.
Yeah, he's just – they asked him about one thing.
He
just started talking about the cold mornings of Maryland and why he loves living there or something like that. And his wife, bless her soul, interrupted the interview, say, Marty, we don't live there. I mean, the guy don't even know where he lives.
Right.
Sad.
Yeah.
Also, if you do PEDs in the National Football League, you can be an MVPED, like Julie Edelman.
Yeah.
No one asking about it. No one really talking about it. Thankfully, Peter King finally asked him about it.
Oh, really? Somebody actually asked?
Peter King actually said, what the heck, man? I mean, nobody's asking you about why you were suspended for the first 4 games of the year and became a Super Bowl MVP. what happened?
He still looked jacked, too. Too jacked,
oh, yeah.
I thought.
So what do you think Edelman said to Peter King?
No comment.
Basically, people don't know what happened. I can't sit here.
You cheated.
And because of the league rules, I can't sit here and tell you what happened. Now, that's actually not true.
He should have said, I play for the Patriots. We cheat.
That's what we do. Yeah, push the limits and we win.
We cheat and we win.
But don't do drugs.
And that will always haunt them. Maybe they probably don't care, but they've always cheated.
Still look kind of puffy, Peter?
Yeah. Puffy Peter.
Puffy Peter.
You said puffy Peter.
Say it again, lick your lips.
Oh, yeah, it was just sticking out of that helmet.
It was
crazy. Because he's not a fat guy. So to have your face puffed out like that is something going on.
Yeah, that beard was hiding it.
Yeah,
he just shaved his beard.
Yeah, I thought it was you that said he
grew
the beard to hide the puffy cheeks.
Yep.
That come with the performance enhancing.
Yep, let his back hair grow out too, I'm told. Sources close to me. And what the hell has happened to me? Like, I realize, like, I am rooting for Tiger Woods to win a major, and Belichick has become one of my favorite people in the National Football
League. Tiger Woods.
What is
happening? Trump loving ass. Screw him.
Well, there's that, but just like.
Oh, yeah, well, that's enough for me.
Yeah, that's true, man.
He's just showing his whole race down the pike, man.
He is kind of doing that. Forget about that. In the golf spectrum, I guess I'm cheering for him. Personally, I'm not cheering for
him. I'm with you, too, because I think it's good for the game.
It is.
Yeah.
And he'll be back this week. I want to tell you about Bill Belichick's boat, though.
Yep.
Bill Belichick has a boat. He stays in that the Nantucket area. He's a frequent boater. Mm-hmm. People don't mess with his boat that's just parked on the docks there. When I tell you he repainted his boat to get 8 rings put on the side of it, so you say 7, now it says 8.
Right.
When I read Bill Belichick's boat got repained, I pictured, 150-foot yacht, 100-foot yacht money. Or something. It's basically a dinghy. It is like a lifeboat kind of thing.
It's called the Cheater, right?
Yeah, I think read it
that.
Is called
the
Cheater.
The Cheater.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's probably a 24, 25-foot boat.
Yeah, just a little dinghy. Yeah.
Looks like something you'd take out to, catch a few lobster.
Maybe, I was just so impressed by that because I think that's very cool. He's just like,
I don't want to deal with him.
Yeah, for a guy of his means, that's a pretty humble boat.
So Roger Goodell, the NFL commissioner, finally responded to the Louisiana governor who wrote a letter saying that the NFL needed to change because the Saints lost.
Shut up.
Right,
actually,
Roger Goodell.
I wish the Saints would actually have been in that, now I think about it.
Maybe.
Totally.
Roger Goodell.
Screw the Saints.
I think they would have won that damn thing.
Rams, I don't care.
Rams sucked.
Yeah, I don't
Screw
know.
Screw the Saints.
They would have won that. Breeze would have won that.
Just a little more Super Bowl experience might have helped, but
yes.
Still the Belichick factor, man. But Roger Goodell's 13-3. Response I really loved. He said, quote, to the Louisiana governor, listen, your city is one glacier away from not existing, so I'd just be happy to still have a team in a town that'll never get a new stadium.
He did not say that.
Sincerely, you lost, Roger.
He doesn't say anything.
No, but that's the facts.
Yeah.
That's the facts.
He's
you got a team
counting his cash.
Yeah, you got a team in New Orleans that wants to make change in a league that they're never going to have a new stadium there because it's going to flood.
Right.
So Roger just says, thanks, governor. And then Bob Costas wants everyone to look at him.
God, he's...
It's been a while.
Yeah, whatever.
So everybody look at Bob Costas. Everybody read about Bob Costas unnoticed.
He's smarter than everybody else, though.
Oh, we all know that. And this makes it clear.
That's what I felt like with that interview. Whenever I saw the interview. I don't hate Bob Costas. I just thought the interview...
I kind of do now.
He seemed kind of sanctimonious in that interview.
Yeah. Yeah, he got pulled from the Super Bowl last year. He basically gave up his NBC gig because he wanted to openly talk about how football ruins brains.
Right.
So NBC said, it's probably not a good idea. You're celebrating our event at the Super Bowl. And he goes, I'm a man of morals and you're right. So give me that
fortune.
$4 million buyout and I'm going to get on down the road.
That's a good point.
And then a year later, I'm going to bitch about being pulled from the Super Bowl.
He did take the cash. That's a good point.
Yeah.
So
screw Bob Costas.
But in Bob Costas' defense, again, I'll tell you another one of those stories from back in the day. I don't know if I was working with yet. No, I wasn't.
No.
It was, the ambush call.
Yeah.
Found him in Seoul, South Korea.
Olympic covering.
1988 Olympics. And he talked with us for about 15 minutes.
That's cool.
He was cool.
Got the pink eye out of his face.
Yeah.
Started talking to you, right?
That was way before pink eye.
Yeah.
That was.
Yeah. Hair lip.
And that was at a time when I wanted to be Bob Costas. I thought he did it right.
Yeah.
And then he just became this, sanctimonious? Is that the word you used?
Yeah. I didn't like his celebrity. I didn't like his TV show either.
So,
no.
I didn't like these celebrities.
He was nice to us.
He's a great broadcaster. He's one of the best ever.
Yes.
Best ever play by play.
That prick Tim McCarver.
Right.
He is.
I'll get you in the underwear Olympic spirit on a tan line Tuesday. No tan lines on these guys, though. So, you know, these guys get together when their college obligations are done and they go work out in the same facilities to prepare themselves for the combine and the draft, right? Now, there's a group picture of these brothers. It was like, yeah, let's send a group photo out. And one dude just did not fit in. Because you got all these massive human beings.
And who's the other guy?
And then you got this one dude who's 6'4 and 230, like towering over the guy standing to his left who's so proud of his physique and would be the biggest man most of us have ever seen in person.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's DK Metcalf. He played at Ole Miss. He's 6'4, 230, wide receiver who looks like Dolph Lundgren in Rocky V or Rocky IV, whichever that is.
I'm looking, Chef. Freaking over the photo. Got it. Okay, yeah.
Yeah, and everybody's losing their mind. And when you look at the picture, you kind of see why.
Yeah. I can see it now.
Oh, look out for him.
Oh, my God.
Right? He is a grown-ass
man. And he's a linebacker?
He's a wide receiver.
Look at that six-pack.
A wide receiver. And look at all the dudes in contrast to him. These other guys are NFL size and caliber. Then there's him.
Yeah, he's a big boy, man. Check that out. That's brutal. Hope I get him. Hope our team gets him.
Right? I know.
That's a wide receiver. Not even a tight end.
That is a wide receiver.
He's not even tight end.
With speed.
Oh, my God. Yeah, check it out. It's on the social media there. Twitter.
You know. Doesn't necessarily make you a good receiver.
No, but who do you play for?
In fact, there's
Ole Miss.
Right. Okay. Pretty good chance the ball could just bounce off his abs.
Yeah.
Or his rock hard hands.
He's ripped.
Yeah. Enjoy that on a tan line Tuesday. Yeah.
He's pretty hunky.
Yeah.
And he still may end up in the AAF. I mean, at some point, I don't mean he can play.
There's a bunch of Huskers in the AAF.
A lot of former college
players. Yeah, we all got to pick an AAF team here.
No.
I did.
Should be based on, according to this, it's the Salt Lake Stallions that have the most Huskers.
Well,
dig into this a little more.
Who did Hackenberg had to sit down for? What team's he on?
I don't know.
Okay.
I forget. I know that he's a potty mouth.
But he was pulled, right?
I can't put the play. I don't care enough about the players in the league to put them with their teams yet. I can't. I just honestly can't
watch
do
it. I haven't seen it yet.
Todd, I just can't do it. I would rather watch.
It's Todd's favorite game. Where do people go to college?
I would rather watch a replay of Browns Ravens Week 17 than watch an AAF game because, I know the NFL players.
And the AAF makes that game much tougher.
Right.
Because the stars aren't there.
That's true. But good results in week one equals more television availability on the fly. This will probably change throughout the course of their 10-week season.
Oh, yeah.
All of a sudden this weekend, all four games are going to be televised. Right. TNT's getting in the mix. TNT's going to televise a Saturday night game. NFL Network's got Saturday afternoon game. I'm sorry, TNT.
It's going to drop eventually because everybody's just stuck in their house right now.
Right.
And as the weather does turn a little bit, people are not going to be in their house.
Yeah, it'll end in April.
That's a natural thing, right?
Yeah, yeah.
I'm getting the hell out of the house when I can. Yeah. I just can't.
Just can't, man. I'm in.
It's brutal.
It appears it's kind of regional.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean who...
Well, that's what they're trying to do, so it's good it appears that way.
Like the Birmingham team, they're from Bama, they're from Auburn.
That was their goal right away.
Right. Yeah. San Antonio has a bunch of Big 12 teams. Orlando has a bunch of guys from Florida.
Yep.
Atlanta has a bunch of guys from Georgia Tech.
Yep.
San Diego State is basically the San Diego team.
Yeah, they knew they wanted to regionally kind of dispense their players. Yeah. I mean, clearly they've done a pretty good job. Now, you can also stream
it. That's how they did that. If you remember right, my buddy signed with the USFL years ago. They had designated schools they could pick from to keep it regional.
Yeah.
Yeah, because
it's a great model.
He was picked by the Philadelphia Stars because he went to North Carolina. I don't know why that was the closest USFL team at the time. He never went on. He didn't go to camp because he didn't want to play any more football. But the fact was, I remember that they had different teams. They tried to keep it regional so your interest would be up.
Dude. Right.
Penn State guys, people like that.
Yeah, it makes sense. I mean, it's a good model.
I can't find where most Penn State guys are going.
Really
I'm sure there's some.
Yeah.
Well, it should matter to you because that's who you cheer for.
I cheer for my college.
Cheer?
No.
The team that has the most of your college alumni.
Only when they're in the NFL.
I don't do that. I don't do that. If they ain't playing for my team, screw them.
Even Saquon Barkley.
God, no. If he plays against the Steelers, screw him. Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
You run wild over the Eagles. I'm great. Yeah, I'm happy with that.
That's true. Yeah.
Because that's why I was so torn during the Super Bowl.
Because you're, that's right.
I'm cheering for Ndamukong.
Shut up. You're not a Husker fan.
I'm cheering for Rex.
Shut up.
And I get so, and I feel so bad for one of them.
I almost punched three people.
For the other
I almost
one.
Punched three people that week alone.
Nobody was cheering for Zach Taylor. What the hell?
Do all these people refer to him by their first name?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Because I do.
That's why I didn't know their name. Except for Ndamukong, because that's obviously a very rare
because
name.
Because we're such a tight-knit community.
Screw it.
We all refer to each other by our first name.
No, most of the Sioux fans just call him Sue because they can't say in Donkey Kong.
No, whenever he sees me, he says, hey,
John.
Hey,
to his face.
Shut up.
Hey, Rex. Hey, Todd.
I know you're playing the dumb guy on the show here, and I appreciate that.
It's not a real stretch.
No, it's not. Because, you're just playing guys we know. I'm just rooting for Rex. Shut up.
And that's hard to do in the AAF. I don't care. I'm not rooting for marginal talent because they were at a university I may have not cared about.
Yeah, exactly.
Now they are. Jeez Louise, they are working on a new format of live fantasy football. Here's the thing. Okay, so if they pull this off in the AAF, this is like a test market for the NFL
They're
Network.
AAF fantasy football?
Yes, they
really?
Are.
Oh,
they
just go
really?
Away.
They want it to be a live version, so it's happening on the fly. They're trying to integrate it actually into the game to bring. So they want not only people to pay attention to what happened in the game, they want people watching the game to play the fantasy football game. It's an interesting model.
You need to know the guys, though.
Well, not necessarily. I mean, yes.
The pair one. When Bush has a little party for his AAF draft.
It'll probably, my guess is it'll probably, it's going to be somebody.
PD's going to be a one before anybody. Yep. It'll be in an AAF fantasy league.
Somebody will have a YouTube show about it. Yeah. Somebody will have a podcast about it. And that's a smart approach because the NFL, not that it really needed a lot of help, but the fantasy stuff and the gambling stuff really helped the NFL become what it is today.
I mean, it's the same gambling's thing as the TV theory. That they had going into it. There's 100 million people watching the Super Bowl and then they have nothing to watch. If we can get 4%, well, there's billions of people playing fantasy football. So if they can get 1% of a billion, they'll have a lot of people logging on to their site to stream and play fantasy football.
You notice we got no TV. Our landlord.
I see that.
Our landlord, a TV company,
paid a bill?
Took out TVs.
Huh?
So way to pimp your product.
Huh?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's why it's not on.
The people we rent from, it's a television company.
Yes. And our radio company's cool.
And they take away our TVs.
I was wondering what happened. I figured it just broke.
Yeah, so they don't want you to watch their product. Because it was $14 for a cable box.
So now we got to go in front of management and battle for, maybe $150 a month.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so if anything happens big time, the listeners have to call us.
Yeah, we
calculate.
We have no clue.
No.
Yeah. What do we need? Six boxes?
God.
Yeah, I think there's six TVs back here.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
Yep. TV company took out our show. Why don't we watch that crap anyway?
Do they have it?
Oh, they got it. I walked to the bathroom through the TV area. There's TV everywhere except for here and the radio. They took it out of the radio, the landlord.
Yeah, and the little radio hallway.
They're going to build us a new toilet. No.
So what's radio going to do about it?
We don't know yet.
They're going to get TVs back?
Radio's going to get TVs
back.
They
should have to pay for their own TV, I guess.
No, the cable's coming in. It's a cable box. It's $5. Yeah.
Well, we're going to have to work that into the – it's going to be a battle among the middle management. Whose budget does this come out of?
Wow.
Well, I think radio's going to do something about it, but the TV is part I want to hammer.
That's just silly.
Our landlord is just
that's just
dumb.
Silly. I'm going to go poop in their bathroom.
It is silly. It'd be like us walking back and telling the TV people, you can't listen to radio.
Yeah, turn that off.
It's called about – you want to pimp your product, right?
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Is it just in this studio?
No, it's all the radio studios. Yeah.
Which makes me so happy, because the other day, I couldn't find a bathroom. They were all occupied.
Yeah, really I've been there, done that.
And I really had to drop a bomb.
And you're holding it in.
So somebody escorted me to a small bathroom right by the newsroom. I wasn't aware of this one.
Yeah, it's there.
Oh, yeah.
You light that bear up?
Oh, hell
yeah.
Did I?
Left the door open?
I might have plugged it up as far as I know.
I know you probably could be looking up there while our TV's not on. It's not on.
I have looked up out of habit just to see if anything's happening.
Nothing,
nope, nothing happening, man.
Nothing's happening, man.
Phil won at Pebble yesterday. Fifth time there, though. He'd probably prefer to win there this summer.
He won.
The U.S. Open returns there, so he could have finished his career Grand Slam.
Yep. Yep.
And he did say he shouldn't have been talking smack about wanting to finish, considering his group was two holes behind everybody else.
Was it two holes behind?
Yeah.
He was running, though.
Pace of play. Well, he was running at the end.
That's because their amateur was like a 70-year-old guy. Yeah. I mean, he was a good golfer, but he was slow as hell, man.
He apologized and won. He apologized to the Jews.
Yeah. I didn't see. I didn't get home in time, but did that guy gain a stroke at all?
I think he won by two. No, I mean, he was up three. It was like, it was in the
bag. Just hit irons down the middle.
Probably,
a minute, right?
Yeah. Now.
That's what I do. I just hit irons down
all day, baby.
Just to stay
all
ahead. Day. Just to stay up. Still in the woods, though. All right. Thank you, Petey.
Thank you.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. Like that car riding right your tail. Or if you're tailgating right now, all those cars doubling as kitchens and living rooms are on AutoTrader, too. Are you working out and listening to this ad at the same time? Well, multitasking pro, cars like the ones in the gym parking lot are for sale on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.